So this is the night of nights, as we sang in the Exalted. You know, often we think of the night as something that holds fear. Sometimes it holds a sense of deeds that are kind of evil, or the darkness of one's heart or mind. Often the night is something that seems to cover over things that are often done in deceit. But that's not this night. That's not the night we celebrate here. This night is the night of all nights, that all darkness is dispelled. This is the night that we celebrate that Christ rose from the dead, that he's risen, that he lives amongst us. And so we have to place off the torpor of death, because over these last 3 days, from the Last Supper we celebrated here Thursday night, we're drawn into that intimacy with Jesus. We're drawn into that moment of transformation where he would not leave his disciples alone, but he said, "I will give you my body and my blood," which is the first, if you like, transformation after God becoming a human being, God becoming one of us, God amongst us. And then we're plunged from Holy Thursday into the sacrificial death of Jesus on Good Friday, where we remember again that God's love is so great that even death does not stop this love that God has for us. There is no holding back, that God gives his only son Jesus. He enters into and identifies with the deepest pain of the human condition, the deepest wound, the deepest sin, the deepest loss, the deepest abandonment, the deepest separation. He comes amongst us and identifies. There is no one here that Jesus Christ does not identify with. There is no one's story here tonight that Jesus does not identify with your story. There is no one here who is an outsider here tonight, because Jesus rose and he drew all peoples into his life and light. Everyone belongs in Jesus Christ. Amen. No one is an outsider. So if you think you're an outsider, you better say to the person next to you, "Look, I'm still feeling like an outsider." And the person needs to say to you, "You belong, sister. You belong, brother. You belong. You're one of the risen children of God. Don, you belong." Everyone belongs tonight and every night. You see, the Lord comes to us tonight in a way that is unprecedented, in a sense. This liturgy tonight is not just something we are celebrating, which is full of life and full of light and full of the goodness and the power of God. It's also about the transformation. By partaking in this celebration tonight, all of us, there is something happening in our hearts. It's not something we will just walk out of here and say, "Wasn't that a nice celebration? Wasn't it a beautiful experience?" No, that's not what this night is about. This night is full of hope and joy and transformation, because Jesus, who was plunged into that sacrificial death on the cross that we celebrated yesterday, where he identified with the human condition and human suffering and sin, not even sin could hold him down. We sang in the Exalted, Deacon Matt sang, "O necessary fault of Adam that brought this redeeming love to earth, not even sin could hold back the love of God, not even death." It would be enough perhaps for us to say, "How much does God love us that he would die on a cross, that God would give his only son?" That would be incredible, that God, who created all the earth, can identify with you and me and say, "I love you so much that I would go to the cross for you." Have you made the connection? It's not everyone else in the room, it's you. Jesus died for you. That would be incredible, that God's love was so great. But what shows the power of his love is that he rose from the dead. What Pope Benedict XVI talks about, the indestructible love of God. He can look into the face of death and evil in all the world, that in that moment on the cross, all the evil, all the darkness of the world, past, present and future, was pointed in on one person, Jesus. For all of history, it was all focused in on one person for all history, of the whole cosmos, and it did not prevail. Jesus has risen out of that. Death is destroyed. Evil is overcome. It says in the Exalted that we sang tonight, let this building shake with joy. Are you shaken? Let's kind of shake the place with joy. What God wants to do with us tonight is for us to experience the power of God, the risen power of God. Not for us just to groove through some motions. He wants us to encounter the risen power of God here tonight. He wants us to make the same connection that we make to the cross in our human suffering and sin. He wants us to make the same connection with his risen life tonight. Can you bring your suffering, your sin, your sadness, whatever it is, your grief, and connect not only with Jesus on the cross, but now with the risen Lord, who comes to purify us and make us whole, who comes to make us new. This is what this night is about. That it's not just, as I said, a ceremony we're moving through, that we will encounter. There's a part in the Exalted that talks about that our lights, which are our lives, are mingled with the lights of heaven. See, God is not out there. God is not apart. God is with us. God is in us. That's what we celebrate in baptism tonight. These beautiful people who we baptize tonight will receive the light of Christ, the life of Christ in them. Not out there, in them, in you and I. We're the lights of Christ. Christ lives in us. We belong. We belong. You say it from the voices of the little children. We belong. Yeah, let's hear that again. We belong. We belong to the risen Christ. And that's what we will celebrate tonight as we come into baptism. As Tasman and Rose are plunged into the waters of baptism, as they struggle to come up out of the waters of baptism, they will be plunged into the death and raised up in the indestructible love of God. And the demons tremble and the darkness fades. There is no more night that we need to be afraid of, that we have the light of Christ that shines in us. So tonight is the night of all nights. You know, there's some things that are said about this night, again in the Exalted, what it promises to do. Listen to this. This is what this your attendance here tonight promises to do for you. Dispel all evil and darkness. Dispel. That's the promise of this night. To dispel all evil and darkness. Wash away all faults. Bring new hope and new healing and new life. Bring peace where there's discord in our life. This is what this night promises to us. And as people are sealed tonight in God's Spirit, in confirmation, as they're sealed in His Spirit, they're sealed in this indestructible love of God that will never, ever desert them. That God will remain with us, make His home in us. That the Spirit will come and fill us anew and afresh with the fire of His love. And as we come each time to the Eucharist, and there'll be people coming for the first time to receive the body and blood of Jesus tonight. As they come to the altar, they're coming to the sacrament of fire. That they'll receive the fire of God's love every time they receive the Eucharist. They'll be filled anew and afresh with the indestructible love of God. So tonight, as we share in, as we remember our baptism with those who are being baptized tonight, as we remember that as we entered more deeply into communion with Jesus through the Eucharist, as those who are being brought into full communion with the church, that's Melissa and Jackie and Thomas, that we remember how we too have been drawn into that same intimacy with God. We remember again. So we are really appreciative of you who've made this step tonight, because we remember what the Lord has done for us, what he's doing for you, that he will do for us.